Here are the secrets of composing success. First of all, you have to do it a lot. Just like with developing any other skill like playing guitar, if you want to be very, very good at composing songs, you have to compose all the time. And the more you do it, the better you are at it. And it's not like, you know, on guitar, you practice a lot, and then eventually you learn the skill by constant repetition. It's the exact same thing when you're composing. And in the beginning, when you're playing guitar, it's going to sound like crap. It's going to sound bad. It's going to sound like you want to play something cool, but it doesn't sound cool at all. And it's the same thing with composing. You are going to compose in the beginning some songs that sound, you know, pathetic and helpless, like, oh, I can't, I want to, but I can't. You know, at least that's how it was for me. Maybe you have more talent than that. But you have to be willing to just listen to crap when you compose the first times around. And every composer has this way of, you know, every time we create something new, that's the best. And then the older stuff is not so good anymore. And the really old stuff is just, we don't want to look at that. But that's just how it is. And you have to be willing to endure that pain of creating something and walking out the path of, you know, you get an idea and then you start composing. And then at the end of it, when you spend 2 days on it or 3 days, you just look at it and say, this isn't good. I wasted my time. But you never wasted your time when it comes to composing, because every single time you compose something, then you have a result. Then you can look at it and say, okay, that wasn't so good. And then the whole process of getting to that point where you could realize that it wasn't so good is a learning process, because next time you realize that this is not going in the right direction much sooner. And so you become even better at realizing that. And then until you get to the point where you get an idea and then you move on it, and then you can, oh no, this is not leading anywhere cool. And then you go back, come up with a new idea, and then you go out the, you know, and now you have so many tools to create great songs that you don't even have to be inspired to create something that sounds great. So if you learn the craft, use the principles, walk them each time and use them from one end to the other, create the chord progression, create using the sequences, create a nice cadence, start on the tonic, then comes the sequence on top of that, the melody. And you use all the tools one by one until it's just second nature for you. That's the way to become a great composer. And then creativity, which is just a thing we all have. No one has more of it or less of it than others. It's a trait of the brain and your spirit, is that you get creative. You get creative insights as you use your skills, as you use your craft. But you have to do it a lot. There's no one who ever just came up with great songs right from the beginning, or maybe, you know, a few flukes here and there in history. But we don't want to focus on that. We don't want to have that key hold us back. We want to focus on the craft and then do it every single day. And so that's really that first and very, very simple secret of composing success. Number two is something equally important. And that is, when I listen to bands, people often come to me and say, oh, you gotta listen to our music. And there's this band and they're playing their music, and it's often very mediocre. Their music isn't really great. It's okay. It's music. It doesn't hurt anyone. It sounds right at best. It sounds, well, that's rock and roll, or that's metal, or that's neoclassical. But what's lacking is genius. What's lacking is that it's got that genius level thing that is so interesting that I just have to listen to it more. And that's very rare to hear. And most bands out there have no idea that they are missing. Because, you know, they send their demo tapes to the A&R manager at the record company, and then they listen to it and it's okay. It's music, you know, it's great, but it's not really special. And with so many bands and that much music, they want to have that special quality. It has to have a special sound, and there has to be a genius level composer in there who can really produce that music that just catches us. And the thing is, when you are doing your own music, when you're composing your own music, then it is such a joy to listen to what you've created yourself, or at least that's what I feel. So being able to look on or listen to that music as if you were an outside listener who didn't create it yourself, who didn't have the pride that it sounds great and I did it, is listening to it in that way is really, really hard. But it's possible if you are, it's a combination of being very critical to what you do and then having a lot of fun. But when you had a lot of fun, you have to move away from it and say, okay, how does this compare to the best music I know of? Because what you need to put as your standard, you can have a great time and produce music that you just like to listen to. That's great. But if you really want to go to the top of the line, what you need to do is to look at the best music that you love and the best composers, the best people out there, your idols, and say, I don't want to do music or create music that sounds like that. I don't want to create stuff that is as good as that. I have to and must go above that. That is my standard. I want to create genius level music. And you might say, how can I do that? Come on, I've just learned to put stuff together, or I just, you know, I create a song now and then. How do I learn to go for that level? And that level is really inside of you. If you set it as your goal to create something where you say, that is not, you know, the normal reaction when you create something that is just together, that is working, is just, hey, that's great. If you put it as your standard to produce something where you go, geez, that's, wow, that's really amazing, that you have to reach for a level where you, when you listen to your own music, you go, did I really create that? Where did I get that idea from? That didn't come from me. How would I go about creating a line like that? That is just out of this world. If that is the level of ambition you have for your own music, because by putting such a high bar on where you want to go, you are making sure that you are not getting too enthusiastic about your own ability here. You don't want to aim at the level of where everyone else is, or where the music you listen to right now, the best music, you don't want to aim at that level, because you become so enthusiastic about your own ability to just produce something that's great, that you don't see that there's an extra level there. And if you set your bar that high and say, I have to be, you know, just amazed by myself, how do I get to that point where I'm amazed by what I'm producing here? When you do that, then you have a chance of actually producing something that other people also will find amazing. And so the way to do that is to produce every single day. And I have a little challenge for you in a second in relation to that. But you want to produce in a schedule. You want to set up a schedule of producing ideas. And you don't want to take each idea to the end necessarily. When you can do that when you're practicing the skill of composing. You do your verse, you do your chorus and the bridge, and you do a lot of those to practice the skill of composing. But then when you're aiming to really create something genius level, what you want to do is create a single idea. And then a chorus, for instance, and then you want to put music to that. You want to arrange it, put the guitars on it. You want to put the voice on it, have a singer sing it, or you sing it yourself. You want to get to the point where you can really listen to it the day after, when you don't remember what you really created. Then you put it on, and then you listen to it for the first time. And then you can hear, does that have that hit quality? And I'm not talking about pop hits necessarily. I'm just talking about, does it have that, oh, that's new and great. That's really something else. Because you have to, on two levels, you have to really, you have to make people, or yourself, you have to make yourself think, oh, that's new. That's very new. It's something else. And it's something very cool. So it has to speak to both of these parts. That it has to speak to the part of you that wants variety, that wants to hear something new. And it has to speak to the part of you that wants to get something that we know very well. Just like when you're watching a movie that you saw 3 years ago and that you really like. Then you know there's something very well known there because you know it's good. And there's something surprisingly all the time because you can't really remember everything in it. And that's what you want there. You want to have both. So you want to create something new and you want to appeal to the voice in you that says, that's got to be something well known as well. And that's really the hit quality, because we want something that amazes us and inspires us, that moves us. At the same time, we want that certainty that we know what's going on. We have the tonic first, we have the cadence there. And even though we don't know anything about these concepts, we still want that comfortable basis there. So that's what you want to do. You want to create small ideas and then take them so far in the process of putting music to them that you can determine whether or not this is an idea worth working with. And then you want to come up with a lot of ideas. That's really the key to developing really, really great stuff, is to come up with a ton of ideas. Instead of taking every single idea you get to the end and creating a song after song after song, you want to be very critical of every idea and say, does this really have the hit quality? Is this really a verse that I'm going to just enjoy every second of? You know, every single note is just perfectly, that's really good. And that is hard work, coming up with all these ideas, creating all these sequences, ending them using the right cadence, because that's really what it is. Whether or not you're writing pop songs or rock songs or metal songs, that is the strategy. You create the sequence, you develop the sequence, change it a little perhaps, and then you change it when the cadence comes along. And if you look at, if you hear each song that comes along in the radio in this way, you will hear these sequences that is ended in the cadence all the time in pop music in every part of the world. So that's really the key here, is to develop these ideas to an extent where you can hear whether or not they work or not. And then you keep doing that until you come up with the gem, where you get up next morning, you listen to the three ideas you did the day before, and then one of them is just, that is good. That is awesome. It's not just working. It's not just, that's a cool verse, or that is genius. And the genius isn't necessarily you. It is you working the law of averages. It is you working the laws of, you know, if you want to hit the bullseye, you can hit that dart, you know, 10 times and have a lot of skill and then hit it every time perhaps, or 9 out of 10. If you don't have a lot of skill, then you just, you know, you throw 500 or 1,000 and you're going to hit the bullseye eventually. So if you produce enough ideas, and if you don't take the ideas to the end of the line and, you know, build a song upon each idea and spend 3 days doing that, if you produce instead a lot of ideas and then really listen to them with this, try to be the outside listener, and then you will really, really have a great chance of picking that idea out that is just, wow, that just, you know, moves you. So you listen to it and say, it's working, even just with an acoustic guitar and me singing poorly. It's just working anyway, even though I don't have the bass and the keyboards and all the bells and whistles ringing in the background. So that's really the point you want to get to, and that's the strategy you want to use if you really want to develop hit songs in any style of music, is to create as many ideas as you possibly can, and then to pick out from those ideas and pull out the best one, instead of taking them all to the final position there, or the final limit where you have an entire song. So those are my best words on this subject. And then, so what to do about all this? My best advice to you is to create a 30-day challenge for yourself, where you take 30 days and say, I'm going to either, one, do an idea. If you have very little time on your hands, then do at least one idea. Do one chorus, pick a chord progression, put a melody to it, some sequences, and finish it so that you can play it on a guitar, you record it, so you can listen to it the next day. You do one idea per day, and you can do that very quickly in 15 minutes or 30 minutes. Each day you do a little idea. And for the ones of you that has more time than that, you can do an entire range of ideas. You can do 3 or 4 ideas in a day. Or if you are totally new at composing and arranging, I would say that your first challenge would be to create a song a day, or create a song every week. So you create the chorus the first day, you create the verse the next day, then you create the bridge and the intro the third day. And then you spend the last 2 days putting it all together. And so it's very important, and you can create the challenge that fits your schedule. But the important thing is to put this in a ritual. Because if you don't, it's just going to be, you know, something you do when you feel like it. And it's okay to do stuff when you feel like it. But if you want to master this, you have to practice this. And practicing it is just using it and putting it in a schedule. And in the beginning, it's going to sometimes seem overwhelming. You have to say, oh, what was the first thing? I need to create a chord progression. And so it's connected to some amount of pain in your brain, because you have to go through all that, those systems and all that stuff. So sometimes you need that little push from having an agreement with yourself that says, when I come home from work, or the first thing after we had dinner, is to go in and produce one idea or produce several ideas, or to go in and use the systems here, chord progression, sequences, and do that each and every day. If you do this, then you will come up with stuff. And there's another element that keeps you back and keeps many people back, and that is simply the fear of producing something that sounds pathetic. You know, you create something and you have this nagging doubt there in the back of your mind that says, maybe I can't do this. Maybe it's going to sound awful. Maybe I'm going to prove to myself that I really am a bad composer when I try to be a good one. So to break through that discomfort, you put up and you stay with the ritual and you say, it doesn't matter if it's great art. The thing is, the result here is not to produce great songs. It's just to produce ideas. And it doesn't matter if it's Itsy Bitsy Spider or something in completely simple. The focus here is to create stuff and to get going. And so if I do that, you are bound to suddenly stumble upon something that your brain creates that has genius level potential. You are bound to do it, not because you're a genius, not because I am a genius when I'm composing, but just by the freak of, you know, coincidence, you just stumble upon something that has newness to it, that is original, and that really sounds great. And that really just works, just you singing poorly and playing guitar. I don't know how you sing, but... So that is my pledge to you, is to create that ritual for the next 30 days and decide right now, is it going to be just one idea a day? Is it going to be one song a day? Is it going to be one chorus a day, one verse a day? Or am I going to create a song a week where I go for the chorus first, the verse the next day, the bridge and the intro or the outro, the solo piece, and then divide it up to that and say, okay, now it's Monday, now I do this, now it's Tuesday, now I do that. And then try that out just for 30 days. After 30 days, you can do whatever you want, but just to see, just to look at all those ideas and then you can evaluate whether or not you want to go for it again. But it's important to have that experience of producing something every day. So please, if you have invested time and money in listening to me and absorbing all these ideas, then please put them into action and do it on a daily basis and make sure that you can't forget to do it. And you might say again, but if I'm not doing it, Klaus, then it's probably because I shouldn't do it. No, that's not true, because every new thing has this, you have to push through stuff because of this, you know, this basic body that says if you're fat, if you're a full, you have food, and there's not a lion chasing you, then just stay put and do nothing. That's the basic survival instinct that says that. And when you're then talking about doing art or doing songs, getting ideas and getting your butt off the couch after you just, you know, had your dinner, then it's going to say, hey, that's not necessary, just stay put. And so, and you're going to, into that little fight there. But even though you know that when you're sitting with your guitar and you're having fun composing, then that is fun, that is pleasure. But the little shift in getting there sometimes requires us to have a ritual and to have ourselves focused on that ritual, and then just push ourselves push ourselves just below that, over that threshold to get going and have that pleasure. And you can't have that pleasure or the pride in having created that many ideas if you don't set up the ritual and then do everything you can to to actually follow through on it. And you might get some help from your wife or your spouse or the significant other, whatever, or your friends, whatever, people you have around you. And you might tell them, I have this ritual. I'm supposed to create 2 ideas a day. So if you find me sitting in the couch, you might help me by pushing me out of it or teasing me or whatever. So do whatever you can to get that ritual and to keep it sacred for yourself. So you get going and use these concepts and become the composer that you want to be. Those were the words of this video. Let's now move on to something a bit different.